I've studied the things that body language does and eye movements and micro movements and everything that tell me if someone's telling the truth or not. I don't have to hypnotize them to get the truth out of them. I just have to observe.
Okay, give me some pointers then on that. If you're meeting people and you want to know if they're telling you the truth or not, how, can you give us some tips here?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, to start very simply, the first thing you want to do is you ask them some questions like that you know they'll answer honestly. So if I was meeting you, I'd say, oh, George, how long have you lived in this town? And you say, well, about 4 years. I say, oh, and so what do you like the most about living here? And you'd tell me something. And I would be watching your eyes, the position of your head, what your hands are doing. Now, if
all at the same time, you're watching all this?
Right, just to get a general feeling
okay.
of what you do when you tell the truth. And this is where you can't, like, across the board say, he touched his nose, he must be lying.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to ask you a question and say, well, George, you know, just Saturday night, I don't think you were where you said you were. Where were you Saturday night? Now I'm going to watch what happens the minute that I end that question, and I'm going to look for what's called leakage. Because if there's a conflict in you and your brain is scanning, how should I answer this?
How did she know? That's what
I can't tell her I was at the strip club. So what we want to do is look for the conflict, and it happens very quickly. It may make your eyes dart down to the left or the right, and particularly down. It may make you blink very rapidly. Or if you're really good and you've learned how to look me in the eye and lie straight to my face, something else is going to leak. I'm going to see it in your hands or your fingers or your feet.
So they're not that fail-safe, are they?
No.
They're going to make a mistake.
Exactly. Your body's going to lean back a little bit, possibly. Your head, like Clinton, when he was doing his grand jury testimony, he was so obvious. But one of the times, he tried so hard not to let it show, and his head kept tilting to the side. But other times, he would just put his hand right over his mouth. And
so you knew, watching those clips,
absolutely,
that he was lying.
Absolutely. And like the Michael Jackson thing, oh, my God, when Bashir did that interview, I was like screaming at the TV, going, you guys, it's so obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
When they asked him the question, did you do anything sexual with those boys, I mean, his body language just went into frenzy mode.
So why didn't they allow someone like you to testify?
I guess
that's not admissible in court, is it?
Hypnosis is difficult to use in court because there's really strict requirements, but a body language expert, they could use that. But it doesn't mean that he did it. You can't.
How would you rate your accuracy compared to a lie detector test? A polygraph?
That'd be fun. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Test, oh, my gosh.
Test you again, you know, same person. He'd go in and take a polygraph, and then they'd come back and give you the same questions, and you
mm-hmm.
would do it.
Yeah, and I would say that I would have at least as accurate as a polygraph, maybe even more, because I think people can fool the polygraph more easily than they could fool me. Because you can lower your heart rate, and, you know, like we were talking about before, you can
right.
lower your blood pressure.
Oh, they can be on some kind of pill, right, and some drug just to
yeah.
calm themselves down.
But you can do it with hypnosis. You can pass a polygraph with hypnosis if you have someone really good who's coaching you. I mean, we don't want to do that, and I have never done that for someone, but I know that I can. Because you can get your skin temperature and that perspiration factor and everything, you can get that to go away. But, yeah, that'd be fun. If somebody wants to set up that experiment, I'd do it.
Oh, that would be dramatic.
Yeah. But anyway, so those are some of the things. Now, another thing to look for is you ask someone a question. You say, where were you Saturday night? And they say, what do you mean, where was I Saturday night? What are you thinking? What are you asking me? Are you accusing me of lying? If a person doesn't answer the question, they're probably going to lie, because telling the truth is easy. It comes out unconsciously, automatically.
You're right.
Not
and you don't have to remember what you told people,
mm-hmm.
Wendy.
So if they ask a question when you ask them, you know, that specific thing, the eyes that I mentioned, the voice can change. Sometimes you can do this on the phone because when someone's telling a lie, their throat constricts a little bit with the tension and the tightness, and their voice will go up. Coughing, clearing their throat is often a habit of someone getting ready to lie. But there are some people that have no clues at all, and they've learned to make their facial muscles be completely blank. So now the thing that's showing the lie on them is that their face doesn't move in a normal way.
They look like they're mannequins, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So you think, there's nothing there. And it's the absence of movement, no animation in their muscles.
I used to know someone, who I still do, that whenever she lied, you could tell by the movement of her lips that when she told the truth, they just, you know, when people talk, you just watch how they talk.
Mm-hmm.
But when this person lied, Wendy, her lip would turn a different way when she talked. It was amazing. It was uncanny.
When you know what to look for, it's easy.
Yeah.
Well, now what I did, George, is I took it another step further, like in the video that I think you saw. I teach you all this stuff, but then I hypnotize you, and I have you opening your eyes and looking at clips of people telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes and say, okay, that's the truth. Your subconscious mind now absorbs that that's how someone looks when they tell the truth. Now I open your eyes, and you look at someone who is telling a lie, same person, and then we take that and we calibrate it, and you look at a whole bunch of sets of people telling the truth and telling lies. And I say, you know, your gut instinct is one thing, but now you're going to have a dead-on reaction when someone's lying. You're going to know instantly because your subconscious is going to pick up all these clues and compare them.
Can you tell by not looking at someone, just listening to them?
In most cases, yeah. It's better to have some visual cues, but...
Well, you've trained yourself, though. You've gotten good.
Yeah, but voice, we can usually do it.
How did this happen for you in terms of this? You know, the lying training portion of you. I mean, was there an episode and you said, you know what, from now on, I'm going to learn this?
Yeah, it's called dating. It's tough. So, is he telling the truth? Gee, I don't know.
You caught the old boy, didn't you?
Yeah, it seemed I had a tough marriage where I was lied to a lot, and it resulted in a culmination after 10 years of, you know, a grand lie, and I was so shocked and so hurt that I was so stupid that I didn't have a clue. And so I started learning about it, but then when I made the video, I really intensely learned it and learned all the minute skills, but I also combined it with what I know about hypnosis and the subconscious. So
I would recommend that if anybody dated you now, they go on the date and they put a paper bag over their head so you can't see anything.
Don't say a word.
That's right.
Either that or, George, we have the other alternative, which is just tell the truth.
Just tell the truth. No
be
matter
honest.
No matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know what? Just
it makes life
truth.
So much easier.